it's hard to make yourself believe that it'll get better when you feel defeated, and carrying on is easier said than done. It took a while to see that I was in need of help from somebody else, but she keeps reminding me that I'm not the only one. And babe, I would've told you this was gonna happen if I had known that it would. But now there's less time and more things that I need to say, and I'm afraid that there will always be a part of me that's holding on and still believes that everything is fine and that I'm living a normal life. But until somebody sits me down and tells me that I'm different now, I'll always be the way I always am. Oh, oh. My apologies, it's such a shame. I never planned to feel this way, but the more that I try, the more I'm seeing a difference. I'm not gonna lie, and now I get to sit down, and I'm happy to admit now I'm on my way. It seems I'm not invincible, but I'm bored of the pain, and I need to explain. Yeah, there will always be a part of me that's holding on and still believes that everything is fine and that I'm living a normal life. But until somebody sits me down and tells me why I'm different now,
good evening and hello to all. To all the Ava On Air listeners, the loyal fans, you know who we are. Who you are. You know, it's been a great day and it's been a very quick turnaround of a night. And here is why. I left Wren Hall at approximately, 7:51 p.m. Do you know what time I arrived here? Door to door in front of the station? 7:56. That is highly impressive, and I want everyone to note this because everyone knows that I am the slowest walker in the entire world, and everyone comments on how slow I am all the time. And you know, I think that's okay. I think it's kind of a personality trait. It's not my fault that my parents gave me short legs. Thank you, Mom and Dad. Very cool of you. But I really, really picked up the pace today, and I am so proud to be here because I almost missed it. Here's what happened. So I got here at 7:56. It usually takes me about 10 minutes to walk here, but I was like kind of jogging. I was working up a sweat. She's a runner. She's a track star. She honestly is. Aaliyah, I am coming for your brand. And so I jogged on in. I jogged on up the stairs to the studio. I plugged in the aux. I typed in my name as fast as I possibly could. I had less than 1 minute to spare at this point. And then you know what? The last few seconds of the last song played out, and it was perfect. It's all that happened. It was great. It was everything to me. So you just heard Always by Rex Orange County, a song that I really, really like. I say that every time. I really, really like it, you know. I haven't heard Rex Orange County in a while. I really like his music. I think he's a very great artist. I think he's a solo project. Am I wrong? Please correct me if I'm wrong. But there's always only his face on everything. So Rex Orange County, I just played Always off of his newer album, Pony. I think it came out in 2019. Let's do some brief reconnaissance. Yes, I was correct, 2019. And yeah, it's my favorite song off of his second album, Pony. I really liked his, actually it's his third album, but I really liked his second album a lot as well. So this was, yeah, that was my favorite song. Had to start off strong. And now we've got some more indie star with Declan McKenna's Make Me Your Queen. Hope you love it.
Exactly what I'm feeling. car ride to Malibu, strawberry ice cream, one spoon for two, and trading jackets, laughing about how small it looks on you. Watching reruns of Glee, being annoying, singing in harmony. I bet she's bragging to all her friends, saying you're so unique. So when you gonna tell her that we did that too? She thinks it's special, but it's already.
Say what you want about Olivia Rodrigo, but that song slaps, and I will deny that till the day I die. I'm stumbling all over my words. I am flustered. I'm out of sorts, but I was just screaming that song on the top of my little lungs. So that was fun. That was great. And if you don't know that Olivia Rodrigo is the biggest fan of Taylor Swift in the entire world, maybe you know it now. And she paired this song to kind of be a sister song to one of my other favorite songs to scream to, Cruel Summer by Taylor Swift. That part where she was like, I know you get deja vu, is like the exact same as the top of the bridge in Cruel Summer. It sounds very, very similar. I won't attempt to sing that one too, because the fact that I just did that was enough. So you're welcome for that. So you've just heard Make Me Your Queen first by Declan McKenna. And I had a brief realization when I was playing Make Me Your Queen. And it is that Declan McKenna's album is pretty much like exactly the same cover as Rex Orange County's Pony album. So if you care to look side by side, they're both very close-ups of white men with scraggly hair on a white background. So kind of fun. I didn't even mean to do that. So I was like, am I playing the wrong song right now? But I was playing the right song. So that ended up going well. So yeah, Make Me Your Queen is a newer Declan McKenna song to my Declan McKenna repertoire, because I am a very surface level fan and I am not afraid to admit that. I know every word to the song Brazil, which has about, let's see, is it going to load for me? Yes, it has 155 million streams, but beyond that, I don't really know much. So sorry about it. I'll look into them more. I'll expand the palette. You know, I'll do it, but I haven't done it yet. So Make Me Your Queen is the first foray into that world for me. And then you heard some Hayley Kiyoko, who is a lovely artist. I really like her. And she was actually an artist that someone in my class for Women in Music chose to do their final project on. So I'd kind of forgotten about her. I listened to her a lot in 2017 and 2018. And they actually used this song in the music video in their presentation, Feelings. And I really, really liked the song. I was totally jamming out in the studio. So that plus Deja Vu was two moments of just purely jamming out. I was screaming for both of them. It was great. I love being here. I love being at the radio. I feel reinvigorated for the rest of the day, the rest of the night, whatever may hit me. So next, you're going to hear Power Slide by Ryan Beatty. We know that I've been playing a lot of Ryan Beatty recently, but he is just someone who just keeps on shocking me. Every single song that I listen to by him just continually is a bop. So I really like this song. I've only heard it a few times. I'm going to maybe have to delete some expletives. I'll do a quick Google search to see. But you never know what you're going to get. So here's Power Slide.
Suburban party, 'cause his neighbors let us use the pool. He gave me pleasure underneath the water, and it felt so good. Now we're power sliding till the flat spots stop us. They call the cops on us. The time ticked off, he dropped me off. Summer's over when I die. Let go of the heat, can let go of your hand. I'm going into the deep end, 'cause I wanna feel the wind blow while I ride. Sun's up, I glisten, you're good at transition. You could pass for masculine, but that's not why. Have a couple cigarettes before we go to bed, and you got the plastic, that's fucking fantastic. Now we're power slide until we can both pass out. You got the TV on
with the volume down for colors in the background.
Summer is over when I die. Can let go of the heat, can let go of your hand. I'm rolling.
Sick taste, how'd I get in this place? Probably resting bitch face. Friday night I'm lit, exhausted, cooking in the kitchen, no one ever listens. Yeah, I'm alone with Satan, broke up with my boyfriend, and I went off the deep end. I'm still out in Brooklyn, wiping off my lipstick, hooking up with misfits. All this time, I've been telling everyone I'm fine, somewhere in between ecstasy and suicide.
Like,
Oh my God, that was stressful. I am not gonna lie to you. All that bleeping out. Did you hear I had to do it for Deja Vu once? And then I had to do it for Power Slide. Uh-huh. And then I had to do it for Moderation by Chloe Lilac. And then I had to do it a million times for Shoddy. Oh my God. So here's the thing. Deja Vu, I knew going in that there was one expletive at the end that I was like, whatever, fine, whatever. Power Slide, though, by Ryan Beatty, despite being a great snog, was so tricky. I just did a quick review of the lyrics just to make sure, because other songs off of his album Boy in Jeans are labeled as explicit, but they aren't actually explicit. And I've delved into that, and I've checked multiple sources to make sure that was true, and it is true. But Power Slide had a sneaky F word that I had to delete, so I managed to do it, and it was fine. And then Moderation, not even labeled as explicit, but she says S-H-I-T about 10 to 15 times in the song. So I'm glad that I did a quick little Google just to make sure. So that was really difficult. So I did it, and then Shoddy, of course, she says, Shoddy wanna but only when she likes me, you know? Remy Wolf, I would do it for you. I'd do anything for you, so... I love her, and I love that song, and I knew that I would eventually have to play Shoddy on the radio. Because actually, referencing back to women in music, I did a project on this song, and Remy Wolf is my chosen woman in music to do my final project on, and I think she's really cool. And a little bit of background on Miss Remy. She auditioned for American Idol in 2014. She got to Hollywood, but not too far after that. And then she also went on to be an Olympic skier, and I think she did pretty well. I'm not quite sure how she did, but she was an Olympic skier, and now she is a singer who sings clearly very odd, cool, awesome, amazing, eclectic songs. So, Remy Wolf, I love you. I love the song Shoddy. And yes, I'm so glad to finally have played that on the radio because it has been on my playlist for about a year now. So next up, we have Broccoli's Keeper. And if you just do a little bit of, a tiny bit of thinking, what could Broccoli's Keeper possibly be about? It says explicit, but... I'm pretty sure it's only for the reason that it's about the green drug. So a little marijuana, maybe? You know, I'm not talking about it. Miss Stacy is, off of her album Satin Playground. So I hope you enjoy Broccoli's Keeper, and I'm going to enjoy having a break.
About, but I'm certain my phone's in the house. Another missed call from Sir Pablo. He's saying he's out of homegrown. He's feeling for some of my girl. I dare him listen, but I bet it sucks to be you. Cause I've already hit the blood. So now I'm out to the door. But call me back later. You stocked up on reefer. So in the meantime, I'm calling you Broccoli's Keeper. Puff galore, I'm craving you more. Down to the roach, I head back to the store to buy another bag, smoking apple to its core. Puffy Miss Reefer is all that I adore. Puff galore, I'm craving you more. Down to the roach, I head back to the store to buy another bag, smoking apple to its core. Puffy Miss Reefer is all that I adore. To the door, but call me back later.
drowning you. Broccoli's keeper, love killer. I'm craving you more. Down to the roach, I head back to the store to buy another bag. Smoke an apple till it's gone. Puffy mist reefer is all that I adore. Puff killer, I'm craving you more. Down to the roach, I head back to the store to buy another bag. Smoke an apple till it's gone. Puffy mist reefer is all that I adore. Puff killer, I'm craving you more. Down to the roach, I head back to the store to buy another bag. Smoke an apple till it's gone. Puffy mist reefer is all that I adore. Puff galore, I'm craving you more. Down to the roach, I head back to the store to buy another baggie, smoke an apple to its core. Puffy mist reefer is all that I adore.
Here's a brief interruption of your regularly scheduling programming to present you a very apt little PSA. So very relatable to what you just heard, you know. Got to get it in there. And this is something I very personally believe, you know? So here you go. Numbers to think about. Prescription drugs versus medical marijuana deaths. Number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs. 54 each day. Number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history. 0. This has been a message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. So, you know, that's something to put in your bowl and smoke it. So, next you'll be hearing Get On by Rakoma, and then maybe even a little bit of Harry Styles. We'll see how the night takes us.
I say no, not another day.
Again, just two songs later. So here's the plan, and here's what just happened. So here's what just happened first. You heard Get On by Rakoma, a song that I think is very cool, kind of just soulful, not really bluesy, but just a little raspy, a little deeper than what we've been hearing tonight. You know, you got to put those in there. And then you heard Carolina by Harry Styles, which has been one of my favorite Harry Styles songs since 2017 when the album came out. And here's some good news for all. So my parents, who of course are listening, don't want to hear this exchange that just occurred. Okay. So Rob Autry, R.A. on iMessages. Is this Harry Styles? Could be his twin. Me. LOL. Yes, it is. Rob Autry. Sounds like his twin anyway. Okay, good. Knockoffs aren't cool. I said, true. Gotta be the original. And then he said, here's the kicker, everyone. He said, what is the name of his album? I'm going to dial it in on Spotify. Thank you. Finally, I've been trying to turn my father onto Harry Styles for years now. I secretly play it in the car sometimes, you know, a little bit of self-titled, a little bit of Fine Line. But finally, after the Grammys performance, I'm convinced that's what did it for them. He likes Harry Styles. So Rob Autry, Robert Matthew Autry, I'm very proud of you. Dial that album right on in. Happy listening. Have so much fun. So next, you all are going to hear Empty by Kevin Abstract, which is a song that I very much like. And I would say that this is actually probably near the top of one of my favorite songs. Not of all time. But just, you know, just in general. Like, I wouldn't put it on the list. Like, if someone was like, name your top 10 favorite songs of all time. Like, I don't think I would include it on there. But in concept, it is one of my favorite songs. Does that make any sense? Probably not. But it does in my head. So you're going to hear it. There's one F word that's going to happen. but I'm going to bleep it out as I've been so expert at doing. I haven't missed a single one. I thought I did in Broccoli's Keeper, but instead of saying what the F word, she said like stalked, but you could see how when you sing fast, that could sound like the F word, but you know, I'm batting 1,000 here, folks. So very nice, very good. So you're going to hear Empty, and then you're going to hear Darling by Christian Leave, and then you're going to hear another absolute banger and another one of my favorite songs. I will tell a little story about this song. It's not much of a story, but I will tell it when the time comes. And then we're going to close the hour with There's No Insurance for a Broken Heart by Ryan Woods, which is off of his brand new EP that he just published. So I'm very excited. I really like the EP. I listened to it for the first time last night. So yeah, it's going to be a great few songs to close out the hour. Absolute bangers. I'm excited to play them for you. Look forward to the expletive deleted. You'll hear it if you're listening. But if I'm doing my job, I guess you won't. So enjoy.
Sweaty palms as I walk down this empty road. I got a mom, but we ain't spoke. And I don't know, I had a heart, don't speak to me anymore. And life get hard, but these last days be many more. I'm just trying to get my bands up while you running through the banners. I don't understand this. You should find your way. I hate my yearbook photo. I hate my passport. I hate my last name. I hate everything it stands for. I should probably transfer blue and brown jazz ports out of public transport. I never went to prom, now I'm stuck on the dance floor. Just holding your hand, just holding your hand. It's getting really late, so I gotta go home. Mom's blowing off my phone, so I gotta go home.
I love my mom. I hate my boyfriend. Hey, you love my mom. Hey, you hate my boyfriend. But I love my mom. Right outside your front door on my 12 speed. I got your emotions tattooed on my sleeve. I think about you all the time. I've waited for you all my life. I need you right here by my side.
Bye.
Hello again. I think this will be the final time tonight that I'm checking in. Maybe. We'll see. You know? The next song I'm going to play is Thunder by Roy Blair, which is one of my favorite absolute songs in the world. I used to play it, scream singing into it in the car on the way to school when I was driving myself. You know, maybe I was a little late, being a little unsafe down the highway, but these things happen. So, yes, I would say Roy Blair was one of my first forays into the kind of music that I've been playing, just like the indie alt that I always talk about. And yeah, Roy Blair is just an artist who I think is really, really special. He just produces stuff that, unlike stuff that I've ever heard. I think he's a very individual sound, and he always dyes his hair very cool colors. He's a cool name as well, Roy Blair. It's like, is it cool? I think it's cool. I like it. I like the name Roy Blair. It's kind of like a star name, like Dua Lipa, according to my English professor, Neil Miller. He's always like, is Dua Lipa her real name? Yes, Neil. Dua Lipa is her real name. Neil Miller, gotta love him. So, yes, you're about to hear Thunder by Roy Blair. And maybe, if there's a little bit of extra time, There's No Insurance for a Broken Heart by Ryan Woods. But I don't want to run over into Fauna Sauna. I really like her show, so I don't want to get in on her time. So if it comes down to it, I will fade out, of course. But here's Thunder. Hope you like it.
That we had lemons, please. Made in your God's image. Tippy toe to the window screen. I can hear you breathe. Last year got us feeling mental. I done reached up on my sleeve. Had something for you since middle school. Think that'll stay. Had something to say, but I forgot amongst the smoke. We could lay down on the floor if your bow grab a hold of the fact that we grown and we still don't got hope. Got you, but I still feel alone, feeling close. What you want? Talk again once you leave in June. Plus I got summer camp in Kansas soon. And like they did in 92, we but the posters, mixtapes that you gave me, all the memories we shared, kinda hazy. Still got marks and bites on my lip. Whatever you want, yeah, just don't trip. Whatever you want, yeah, whenever it's wrong. Thank you.
Hello, it is me again, and I am just checking in to say that I forgot to say the station ID at the top of the hour, and so I'll be saying it now for both. So this is Ava on Air, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. So I faded out Thunder a little bit early just so I could squeeze in There's No Insurance for a Broken Heart by Ryan Woods. So I hope you all have a great evening, and I will see you next week. Here's that last song.
There's no insurance for a broken heart, and I'm scared you'll drive me and I'll fall apart. But I'm sure in the future we'll have robots and flying cars, but still no insurance for a broken heart. I can't wait for airplanes to fly on their own. Maybe we'll just teleport wherever we go. But I can't imagine the future without you. 'Cause baby, when you're gone, I don't know what to do. And I broken heart.